Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, John Mark Nielsen.
Good morning, LaVon.
There are some exciting things going on at the Danish Immigrant Museum. And so the first one I wanted to talk about was I think there's been a big hole made over there.
We do. It is exciting to see some change in our physical facilities. We are adding on a $2 million, 8,000 square foot curatorial center.
That means you have more storage, caring storage for all of your exhibits.
Exactly. Well, what the focus and purpose of it is not only to provide a more space to conserve the many artifacts that we have and to be able to receive more, and particularly larger ones, but also there will be an area for preparation of traveling exhibits. We are doing a lot of traveling exhibits, moving exhibits around the country. It's a way of reaching out. And then there will be also space for offices for our curatorial staff and our interns. So it's going to be a very useful space.
Yes.
An interesting aspect of it is that it's going to have a green roof, and that is to fit into the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. So by green roof, I mean it will have a growing medium. That's what they call not a soil, but a growing medium on the roof, and then we'll be able to have plantings. We're hoping that it will actually be a planting mix, a vegetation mix of prairie plants, so that, again, that will be another space that we can underscore the ideas and the philosophy of Jens Jensen, the landscape designer.
Yes, and I know there's some progress there, but back to this new addition a bit. What you've said is we're not going to be able to see that from the outside when we drive up. We'll see it from the inside. But you must have been kind of bursting at the seams when you talk about offices for your interns, and you usually have two or three there. Plus, it seems like when you talk about traveling exhibits, that says to me that the museum has a good reputation across the nation.
I think that's true. I think that's very true, LaVon. And in fact, the exhibit that we have now, the Danish Modern Design for Living, that exhibit will be going to the Goldstein Gallery in the Twin Cities for a run in the spring, and then it will move on to the Nordic Museum in Seattle, and then on to the Figge Museum in Davenport. And just now we sent another exhibit, just came back from the Black Hills, where over 20,000 visitors saw it there at Mount Rushmore at the Visitor Center, and it's going down to the Holocaust Museum in Houston. So I think that's an indicator, as you say, that museums and people around the country are very much aware of what we're doing.
And those are exhibits that you put together. You
Yes.
You get visiting exhibits from other places, but these are ones that you put together.
These are our traveling exhibits. I should hasten to add that the one that just came from the Black Hills and is going down to the Holocaust Museum in Houston is an exhibit that was put together by the National Museum in Denmark, and we collaborated with them, and that now we have that to travel. And this is the 70th anniversary. Now, these dates around the end of September and the beginning of October is the 70th anniversary of the rescue of the Danish Jews during World War II. So that's why we're enjoying some significant visitorship with this particular exhibit.
Mm-hmm. And very heart-rending stories there.
Yes.
Now, let's talk a little more about the Jens Jensen Prairie and all the things going on there, because I think you've certainly made some progress with that one, too.
Yes, we have. It's been extremely busy, and this is, Garris, as you remember, our 30th anniversary year, so we want to show that, you know, we've made progress and we're looking towards the future. In the development of the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, and that, of course, has happened in large measure because of the support we have from the Iowa Great Places program. We've been able to add a second council ring. The council ring was a signature feature of a Yensensan Prairie Landscape Park, and we have a beautiful one now out near the museum. But we have another one as you enter the museum grounds on the Little Mermaid Trail that runs from downtown Elkhorn and then out to the museum grounds. And so that has been completed. And then in about 2 weeks' time, we're going to be moving in outdoor physical fitness equipment that is designed and built in Denmark. And this will be another feature of the park, that people using the Little Mermaid Trail exercising can also stop and work out on 9 different outdoor pieces of exercise equipment. They're sculptural. I think it's going to be quite an addition to the park. I'm not sure we'll have it up. We will be erecting this equipment by the end of the month. Whether the weather will cooperate and we can continue to use that equipment, or whether this will really be used in the spring, we'll see. But that's going to be another really interesting feature.
So in addition to people walking and people riding their bicycles, now they can stop and do even more to stay in great
shape.
That's right. And that's a Danish tradition also.
Right, and it also fits into the concept that Jens Jensen had of getting people outdoors and then creating in his landscape what he called rooms where various activities could take place. I don't think he was thinking about physical exercise necessarily, but I think this idea of creating this room is,
Now,
is harmony.
You mentioned there are two council circles.
Yes, two council rings.
Okay, and so tell us a bit about more.
The council rings, and we have a interpretive feature out by the council ring near the museum. The council ring is, Jens Jensen felt it brought together the Scandinavian and Danish tradition of individuals meeting in the village elders, if you will, meeting in a circle. They sat on stones and worked out the various issues of the community. And in fact, there's a Danish word called ting, T-I-N-G, ting. It's a very old Scandinavian word, actually an old Norse word. And that means the parliament. That's where people hash out their issues and problems. The Danish parliament is called the Folketing. Well, the ting is where then discussion occurs. But Jens Jensen also saw this circle as a meeting place, and also in harmony with the Native American tradition of the council meeting in a circle. There's no one is above anyone else. It's everybody is equal and equidistant from each other. So it's in spirit. It's in a spirit of equality and democracy as well that the council ring enjoys its place in the Jens Jensen Park.
Could we build a couple of those in Washington, D.C. right
now?
Yeah,
I thought about that.
I think we need several of those right now. So on back to Danish Immigrant Museum. There's so much going on. Anything else that's coming up in the next few months that you'd like to mention?
Well, actually, this next weekend we have our board meeting and annual meeting. And the board meeting is going to be held this year, a little bit unusual, in Des Moines, because the museum is a sponsoring partner of a conference being held in Des Moines at the Embassy Suites. But on Friday night, October 11th, we'll be bringing out participants in the conference to Elkhorn for a visit at the museum, for a tour of the Danish windmill, and for dinner at the Danish Inn, and then we will have our annual meeting on Friday night in Elkhorn at the Town Hall. So that's a major event coming up very, very, very quickly.
When you talk about the board, you're not just talking about folks from Elkhorn. I mean, they're important.
No. Our board is made up, but we have a maximum of 25 board members from all over the country. Our president of the board is actually from Long Beach, California now, but they'll be coming in from California to New York and Washington, D.C., Maryland, Atlanta, Georgia, So no, we have a board that that is representative of the Danish community across the country, and that's of course our focus. We're certainly participants in the community in Elkhorn, but in order to exist, we have to really be also tied to that larger community. And that's in part what is allowing us to expand the building, because we have been able to move forward with this project with the support of major donors across the country. We're self-financing it, so there are no interest costs there. I think we've been very prudent in building our endowment and making the expansion when we have the funds to do so.
Yeah, we've been visiting with John Mark Nielsen and just kind of catching up to date. I know there's lots more for you to talk about, John Mark, but we'll have to do that another time. In the meantime, of course, you have a website. People can keep up to date.
Right, and we do hope people come and visit that the Danish Modern exhibit.
All right.
There for a few more months, and then it's off and traveling around the country.
All right.
Now's your chance.
Thank you so much for your time and getting us up to date. Until next time, here's a thought. Imagination casts rainbows upon the soul.